It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A revised climate justice bill now reflects a compromise between the governor and progressive state lawmakers. CPR Sam Brash reports.
The legislative session has been a showdown over state climate policy. Environmental groups pushed a bill to require more aggressive regulations on greenhouse gases. Polis threatened to veto it. The two sides have spent weeks negotiating. In the end, lawmakers agreed to drop the legislation and add some of its elements to a separate environmental justice bill. The compromise leaves out plans to regulate transportation and the building sector, and now has the governor's support. It survived its first committee hearing Monday. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Countless people are still struggling with new cybersecurity measures that have held up their unemployment benefits, and a promised solution is late. CPR's Andrew Kenney reports.
Right now, you have to scan your face with a smartphone or wait for hours for a video interview to verify your identity and collect unemployment benefits in Colorado. Many people have been unable to complete the process, and it's part of the reason the unemployment payouts dropped by nearly 40%. The state's cybersecurity contractor, IDEME, said that it would open up hundreds of in-person help desks across the country on June 1st, but that rollout has been delayed, and there actually aren't concrete plans to place any of the outposts in Colorado. Instead, officials are directing people to appointments with state support staff, who have helped about 1,600 people so far. I'm Andrew Kenney, CPR News.
Denver will become the second city in Colorado to provide free legal representation during evictions. Denverite's Esteban Hernandez has more.
City lawmakers unanimously approved a bill guaranteeing low-income residents the right to an attorney during eviction proceedings. The bill's sponsor, Councilmember Candy C. DeBaca, says the bill could help as many as 5,000 people every year. She says it will help the city's most vulnerable and prevent people from ending up homeless. The program will cost about $4 million a year. Boulder has a similar program approved by voters during last year's election. I'm Esteban Hernandez, Denverite.
I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.